What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. So call today, 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068.
Program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope you had a great weekend. And before I begin to cover some of the issues of the day, the same repetitive, annoying issues with new twists to them, let me just take a moment to, as if you need me to do this, but to warn you about tomorrow, if you're up the Eastern Seaboard and even in interior New England and places in the Appalachian and just west, we have... we have a very wide spread, wide breadth of snow coming, and obviously some rain in the southeast where the warm waters will turn it over. I'm a guy who grew up, and I was first studying to be a meteorologist, and quickly decided it wasn't as glamorous as it looked, and I was more people oriented than I was doing that. I'm not talking about what you see on television with their personalities, and just about all of them do a good job. But I had such a fascination with snow when I grew up. I can't explain it. The fascination has been quite dramatically reduced. But I used to measure the snow hourly. Listen to the weather forecast continually during the day. When we had those big snowstorms at night, I take my flashlight and shine it up into the sky to see those hordes of flakes coming down. I've gotten over a lot of that, I'm sorry to say. The reason I say I'm sorry to say, it was a great pleasure. But every once in a while, a blockbuster or historic storm comes along, and I certainly don't want to supersede or overall anything. My very dear and close friend, one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, Mark Rosenthal, who does the weather. Oh, guy's unbelievable. But we've got one of those potentially historic snowstorms coming up the coast where if it would slow down a little, I mean, it would be, without question, record amounts of snow. But, you know, this is what life is made up of. Nevertheless, depending upon the track of this storm, and if people say, oh, they really don't know much about, oh, the weathermen, they're wrong, they're this, they're that. It's such a close call in calling these forecasts. If a storm moves just a degree or two one way or the other, it affects the outcome of the snow. I quite frankly, give our meteorological elite tremendous credit for their ability to predict the almost unpredictable. But I warn you because, and it's not what I think or what I feel or a sense of, or to be dramatic, probably looking at 1 to 2 feet of snow with some mixed precipitation cutting the amounts down as you head in southeastern Massachusetts and onto the Cape and the Islands. And that should begin at 4 to 7 a.m. in the morning. And as if you haven't heard it from anyone else, I'm telling you that we're going to see rates of 1 to 3, as much as 4 inches an hour. And it was my wife who was right about just about everything, but she was wrong about this. As we were going out for dinner last night, she said, well, in March, it's not as bad. I said, no, it's worse, because you have the tremendous clash of warm air that you don't have in the winter coming up from the south and the Gulf. And still in Canada, frigid cold is, I don't have to tell you that, what it's been. And when those diametrically opposed air masses join together, it produces an extraordinary low pressure system and lots of precipitation. So March, to me, is the month where you can get the biggest snowstorms. Now, you can get them anytime, but the potential is there. So there we go. I guess I fulfilled my dreams when I was a kid by warning you about tomorrow. Did you find that interesting, Laurie?
Extremely.
Yeah, she's still awake.
I always stay awake.
Anyway, back to Obamacare. And I need to be clear about this, because I'm not, you know, I listen to radio talk show hosts. I read opinions from people. They don't know. You see, suddenly they know. Who's read this damn thing? Who read it before? The only one who read it before, as far as I know, was Barney Frank. And there are diverse opinions on this. So I have to talk about this from what I know and from a gut level, and to say this is a bad move. Repeal, great. Replace, there seems to be such panic. And when the supporters of this bill come forth and are confronted with that question, they say, well, we've had this to work on for years. Then why right now, when Congress is able to meet with the divergent forces in the Republican Party, why are all these changes being hoisted upon us? And corrections and changes, and then it has to be sent over to the House where it's not likely to pass. If we don't do this half right, we've supported Obama's legacy, which is the most shameful one in the history of this country, from my perspective, and a lot of other people as well. There are certain things that this bill should have, pre-existing conditions, absolutely. But remember, everyone can go to the emergency room in an emergency. We don't turn anybody away. I mentioned it before, the under 26 being covered. I don't know if that's a necessity. The problem of, and the complaints of 5 million people who will be uncovered, or 10 million. I mean, how many are uncovered now? The penalty restrictions will be removed. This sounds like a police state. If you don't buy in, you have to pay a penalty. Those kinds of tactics, I know, will be removed. But on the other end of it, we have to make sure that as many people get covered as they can. How are we going to fund it? That the premiums are going to be less than we're paying in right now, and the deductibles are going to be less. One side claims yes, the other side claims no. I, for one, think that this sounds too much like Obamacare. And if it does, it's a contradiction to what Trump promised and to what the conservatives of this party promised, and would be a black eye for this country. But, you know, even from a PR standpoint, the perpetuators of this horrific bill, we all know you'll be covered, you can use your own doctor, come on, you can keep your plan. The people who have put this bill into effect, Obama and his party of thugs, are almost going to be off the hook. So I say, hey, look at the problems. We should have left it the way it was. It's a tremendous, tremendous political challenge. And it's a challenge that I think should be undertaken with lots of tender, loving care and consideration. And unless I'm mistaken, and there's lots that I don't know, and there's lots that we all don't know. And trust me, And there's lots in Congress. I've listened to these senators and congressmen interviewed. And, you know, they're masters of spin. I mean, that's their true profession, most of them. They, you know, you really get trained on how to handle answers. Been there, done it. So I think the Republicans had better think very carefully, because this, in many ways, will oversee or will drown out the tremendous, I think, accomplishments of the one Donald Trump, as nutty as he is, not so nutty, in the first 51, 52 days. So what I want to do when we come back from a break is I want to once again repeat some of these amazing accomplishments, one or two of them rather new at the end of last week, and they're really substantial. And you tell me what kind of a job this president is doing. You know what I say to all of my progressive friends? I don't have very many of them. Hey, how you doing in the stock market? Oh, that's not Trump. Where do you think the market would be if Hillary were president, or our esteemed leader, Barry Hussein Obama? There's lots going on, and I think the general public needs to be reminded of it. It's crucial. Really, really crucial that we get this right and keep it in perspective. I'm telling you every day here the things that I don't like about Donald Trump. And then I look at the actions. I'll be back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to $150 on HP laptops and desktops.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to $150 on HP laptops and desktops. Ends 3/18/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
You like that one, Laurie, don't you?
I knew you were going to say something to me about that.
Oh,
of course I do.
Oh, unbelievable. And some things you never, ever, ever get tired of hearing, mm-hmm. and that's one of them. And I never get tired of hearing you, Laurie.
Thanks, Stu.
So I am getting a little tired now that I think about it. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I know.
I want to tell you, Laurie, if you haven't gotten a MyPillow, get a MyPillow, because right now MyPillow is offering 50% off two premiums and two go-anywhere pillows. It's free freight for $100, and I have to tell you, it's 3 weeks now that I've used it, and I this may not be good. I slept about 10 and a half hours last night. I'm a seven-hour-a-night guy. It is just the best. It is the best, and I sent one of these pillows to my one of my son-in-laws, and he came back and said it's phenomenal. It's off the charts. It's that good. So you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day return policy, 25 million sold. It's patented. You can adjust your pillow to your comfort. All you have to do, get a pencil and a pad of paper. I'll wait. I shouldn't wait too long, should I? I'm on radio. Call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658. 0658, and just punch in the promo code STU, and you'll get this great deal. The knocks against Trump. Let me start by saying, I think it's Brett Bahara, that disgusting attorney general in New York. You know, when who was let go after he was told he could stay, well, every administration fires all of the attorneys and brings in their own people. This is nothing new. It's nothing new at all. And they generally let them all go at once. All of them have done it. Obama let a ton of them go. Bush did. Clinton did. I mean, this is what it is. And especially now with all these leaks coming from the White House, trying to find out the CIA, the FBI, I don't know where they're coming from. But if you can remove those people, now this guy, Preet, I think I'm pronouncing the last name right, Preet Bharara, I think was the prosecuting attorney against Dinesh D'Souza. And if you know anything about that, that should be enough. I mean, those are grounds for this guy to be gone. That horrific suit where Dinesh D'Souza, one of my favorite people, he did something that commanded a slap on the wrist, and he didn't even know it. Loaning $20,000 to a friend to run and then was going to get it back. 8 months with convicts and killers, and recommended to psychiatrists, psychologists. It was so unbelievable, the punishment. You might have been able to be fined $500, I don't know, or nothing, or just dismissed. Nothing compared to what these scoundrels do in politics. So he came on and was talking about this being a good move. I'm so happy that this guy is gone. So Trump is doing a terrible job. Is that right, folks? Working day and night. When did Obama work day and night? I don't ever remember an extended stretch of him inconveniencing himself for anything or anyone. I think on top of everything else, his ideology and everything, I think he's a terrible human being. That's just my opinion. But you get scattered information from the media in terms of what's going on. It's very scattered. Is anybody interested to know that there were expectations of 165,000 new jobs created last month, 235,000 created? Yes, our unemployment rate is greatly exaggerated. There's no doubt about it. I think it should be 13-14%. It was Obama bragging about it being around 5%. That's been reduced. So it's still in the direction of improving things, down to 4.7%. Corporations are coming back into America. The pipeline is being created. It's going to create thousands and thousands of jobs. The border deportations, 40% less, 40% coming into this country. They were afraid to come in with Trump as president. Sorry, sanctuary cities, you, I'm not even going to say that word on the air. The stock market, yeah, it's leveled off a little. What goes up and forever and doesn't come down? But go ahead and take a look. I don't like to give out amounts because I think it's inappropriate. But I think it was Jerry Willis, a Fox commentator, came on every day and said, her husband said to her, what I say to my wife, or if she looks, she says it to me, do you know that we're up, you know, she was saying we're up 5-10,000 today or whatever it is. Numbers aren't important, but it's nice to hear that we're up. It reminds me of the good old days before the crash when all of us, including yours, truly thought he was a genius and had to do nothing but sit in my family room, watch television all day on CNBC and talk with my good buddy Kenny many times a day. Kenny, you're going to buy this, you're going to sell that, we're going to do this, we're going to... And that trap always exists, and it will. So Trump has done amazing things now. I don't think the interest rate hike is going to tremendously affect us. It's a small increase. But the regulation cutbacks, eliminate two for everyone created. And where do we actually get into tax reform? Corporate and personal. You'll notice, I mean, are you noticing it? I know the networks don't want to give it a lot of play because it's Trumpian. But do you notice that we're making strides against ISIS? General Mattis has got somebody right in there. I mean, you look at who Obama had in, the liar James Clapper, I think the traitor John Brennan. I mean, it's so obvious. And now we've put in some ground forces in Syria, and we're moving in Syria and Iraq with the help of the Iraqis, and more of a joint effort on the part of the Allies to slowly eradicate ISIS, but there's progress. The pipeline, thousands and thousands of jobs to be created. And you talk to all of the no-Trumpers, none of this matters to them. What matters is he's against transgender bathrooms. Or that he had a lot of women before he got married. You know what I say on that? Hey, I think it's great. Gonna take a break, gonna come back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, we return, and joining us right now is Debbie Moore. Her new book is My Life of Turmoil. It is the unforgettable memoir of a woman who, well, I'll let her tell you a lot of sorrow in this story and hopefully a good ending. The book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Debbie, welcome. A pleasure to have you on, and as I researched and looked into this book. I mean, you've had more than your share of misery. Tell us about it. You're a mother, grandmother, and a survivor. What's the book about?
The book is about my life of turmoil, all the things I went through, which including going to prison. I got shot at the age of 16. I accidentally shot and killed my brother at the age of 20. I had another brother who was beaten to death in prison. And sold drugs, did drugs, you name it. It's all in the book.
Did a lot of these things happen by circumstance, growing up in the wrong area, growing up under the influence of perhaps a father who wasn't home? I mean, what seemed to be the genesis of all of this? I mean, it's really a lot of grief.
I think it had to do with my upbringing because my father molested me as a child also.
Why did you decide to write this book?
Maybe it will help some other people who are going through things that I've been through and to know that you can survive. I have a hard time because I still see a mental doctor for 4 minutes. I counseling. It's been through so much.
What's your life like today after all of this?
It's still a little bit unstable, but I'm getting back together. I go to church every Sunday. I go to Bible study on Wednesdays. I just keep myself busy.
All right. Is your family intact, together? Are you in a better place?
Yes.
What has been the response to this book?
I haven't got a whole lot of response to it. I think it just needs to be put out there. A lot of people don't know about the book.
What was the most difficult and challenging part of writing it? Did you re-experience those horrific things that happened?
It was very therapeutic for me to write it.
What would you like to talk about or say about the book that we haven't talked about here?
I just think it's a very good read. It's when it takes time to get it. You can get it on Amazon, which, like you said, Barnes & Noble's, Google Play, ebook, all that. And I think people need to read it.
What, in a sense, about them reading it, what's the basic message that they should take home?
That I went through a lot, that I am a survivor.
All right, and how much of your survival is predicated on a religious faith and how much on just internal toughness?
Really on internal toughness. I'm just really getting into the Word. I'm an usher at my church, and I'm a real actress.
All right, Debbie Moore, I wish you luck with your book, My Life of Turmoil, published by Fulton Books. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Stu.
Okay, we're going to continue here more about what is going on in the political world. I want to say this, and I'll probably continue to say it until something comes up, that regarding the probe into the FBI relationship with Trump and his cabinet. Still no evidence of anything. If you want to do an investigation, Congress, the FBI, James Comey, that guy's got to go. Why don't you look into the inappropriate behavior of the Russians meeting with Hillary's people? Instead of focusing on things like what that total and complete nitwit, maybe the number one nitwit in Congress, you may be thinking, oh, it could be Nancy Pelosi or Debbie Wasserman Schultz is, I don't put her in the category of a nitwit, I just put her in the category of a vicious. Maxine Waters is who I'm talking about. Maxine Waters is now looking, by the way, Congresswoman from California, Maxine Waters' husband, was embroiled in some kind of a financial controversy. Do you know what happened? You don't hear anything about it. Nothing. But Dinesh D'Souza goes to jail for 18 months. It was 18, I think, instead of 8. He goes to prison or a halfway house for nothing. Maxine Waters is involved. Her husband apparently is involved in an unscrupulous behavior. And what's Maxine Waters doing? Pursuing the sexual accusations about Trump having sex with a number of prostitutes in Russia. She is a disgrace. You look at the Democrat representatives in California from Adam Schiff all the way down. Birds of a feather flock together. I want to get back to the complaints here about, and one of the reasons, if there's any inefficiency, and there's inefficiency not only in every startup administration, but there's inefficiency in organizations that aren't allowed to get their people through. Trump needs to pick up the pace of hiring. This administration, the administration does. And there are a lot of complaints about Democrats holding up these appointees. This has never happened under any administration. The unified effort against Donald Trump is almost beyond description. You know, we all use role reversal and put ourselves in someone else's position. Honestly, I mean, I would have buckled. I would have buckled being in the position that Donald Trump is in after all these days in order to handle all this adversity from everyone. The underlying goal is to allow remaining Obama-appointed bureaucrats to do as much damage to the Democrats and to Trump as possible before leaving. It's so obvious. They've stalled several Trump cabinet picks, the vast majority of sub-cabinet slots that require confirmation of vacant because of a crisis in the Trump White House, and there are many, many empty slots. You know, the Trump's named only 20 sub-cabinet-level positions, including two who withdrew. And we're talking ambassadorships and council positions, other important positions that need to be filled. There are almost 2,000 vacancies in his administration, most of which that do not require Senate confirmation. The White House is in a battle. It's in an internal battle. And people talk about the time that it takes to get acclimated. I think it's doubly difficult for Donald Trump being without all the people he needs to surround him. This is a disgrace. It's anti-American. And it should not go on. And yet the delays are already causing a lot of concern amongst allies overseas, especially in Europe and Asia. The deputy assistant secretaries may not come on board until the summer. One has to stop and think, because what you see is only the superficial macro part of the problems that we're having. What really is going on is of a much deeper depth and concern. And if you don't have the people surrounding you to assist you in making these important decisions every single day, how can any government operate efficiently? I have to say I'm in many ways awed by what Trump has been able to accomplish in these, 52 days? I have never seen such forces stacked against the president in my life. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
Okay. All right, I think we're on. Are we on?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and... Nice to have you all back. I think the thing that is most disturbing is that these adversarial forces, these oppressors, these anarchists, are doing more harm to the United States of America. And this is the part that, to me, is unfathomable.
I'm going to answer this guest, okay?
All right.
He's going to come right on.
Okay, but be...
Okay.
Are we ready?
Hello? Yes.
Okay, how are you?
I am fine.
We may have lost Stu, so just give me a moment.
The book.
Stu, you there?
The man who murdered a quarter of the world's population. Factual. It did happen. It's written by Ira J. Ira. The book is published by Author House, UK. You can go to authorhouse.com, amazon.com. All right, we're back. And let me get back to the other subject. I know this sounds like someone doing radio for the first time, but we keep losing connection with the transmission overseas, and Laurie is doing her best to reestablish this connection.
And I believe he's here.
All right, let's go right to him because we have limited
time. Are you
time.
There, Ira?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go quickly here. Ira J. Ira, the man who murdered a quarter of the world's population. Factual, it did happen. What's the book about? It's published by Author House. What's the book about? Why did you write it?
Well, I write it because I realize that a lot of people don't know the story of this man and what he did. And the story was started because of this lady who was incarcerated in prison, and she had to give birth with her legs, her feet tied up in chains in that prison, and that story went worldwide, and because of that, my brotherhoods in our church started a questionnaire. And who did the most damage to the world, and who made more peace? And everybody gave their different perspective on who they thought did the most problems. But I saw this man who a lot of people read about. But
who is this man, Ira?
This man is Cain.
Okay, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, at the time, it was just four people that recorded on the world. That is Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel. Well, Cain killed Abel, so that means he literally murdered a quarter of the world's population.
Why did you write the book? What motivated you?
My motivation started because when we had a discussion, I realized that people don't know about the story, and I had a story that is unique, well, probably unique in the world, even though people read the story, but I look at it at a different angle and saw that it's not just Cain he killed, Abel he killed, but a quarter of the world's population. And that motivated me to spread this story worldwide, as far as I can, anyway.
Who is the book for? Who would read this book?
This book will be read by, it's suitable for all Christians of any faith. It's suitable for any Christian or non-Christian beliefs, like the Muslims or anything like that, Hindus, Buddhists, and whatever, because virtually all of them know about the story of Cain killing Abel, but I believe that none of them ever look at it that is, it was a quarter of the world's population.
Well, what's the message you want people to take from this book? Are the messages?
Well, the message is that the world is in a state of constant conflict. It started in the Garden of Eden with Cain's mother and father. And Cain took up the knife himself, and all his children come after him, are living in a state of perpetual conflict, war, and not peace, as the author of the creation had intended.
Where were you when you got the spark to write this?
In church.
You were in church, so that
yes.
was kind of the motivator. Will you
yes.
be writing? Will you be writing other books?
Yes, I am. I have about 28 pages of another book that I'm writing right now.
All right, we've got about a minute left. What closing comments would you like to make?
Well, I would like to make a comment that this book would educate and cause people to search things that they read. That a lot of people read the Bible and other Christian religious books, but you have to look at things not just as it's written. You have to go under the skin of the story. And that is what I am hoping that people will take with them. And the book is going very well at the moment. And I'm hoping that it will go worldwide, that people can see what I've written.
All right, the book is The Man Who Murdered a Quarter of the World's Population.
Yes.
Factual. It did happen.
Yes.
The book is written by distinguished guest Ira J. Ira and published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Thanks so much for joining us via Skype. And I wish you a great day, all of you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.